Opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me.
It's time to join Huck and Dave for 1 hour of educational news and conversation. They will discuss the current events that you are not going to hear on the mainstream media. The left wants to silence our free speech and take away our liberties. Huck and Dave want to open up the lines of communication and allow you, our listeners, to speak about what America wants. Call Huck and Dave for open discussions at 504-556-9696, or you can reach them at libertyorlockdown.live. Now, let's go live and direct to Huck and Dave for Liberty or Lockdown.
Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. This is Huck.
Hey, this is Dave.
And here we are again, another Thursday, Dave. It's 3 years. We're going strong.
That's amazing. Time flies when you're having fun, unless you're a frog. Then you know what happens?
It jumps.
No, time's fun when you're having flies.
Oh, my goodness, Dave. This man.
Okay,
all right,
continue.
Well, anyway, we're going to have an interesting show today. We have a lot to talk about. You know, this is election season, so we have a lot of candidates that are that have qualified for the races and some good candidates. We have some really good candidates out there, Dave. Looks like we have the potential to flip maybe, you know, 3 or 4 seats. Prayerfully 5.
That would be nice.
It would be, right? So today we have a guest, and we've had him on many, many times, Christopher Alexander from LA Gag. I think he's already with us. Christopher, are you there?
I am here. How are you doing today, Martha and Dave?
We're doing great. We're doing great.
Huck and Dave.
Huck and Dave. All right. So I had the pleasure of meeting with a gentleman yesterday, Tim Kerner. What a breath of fresh air. I'm so excited for District 8, and all I have to say is, Connick, better look out.
Where's District 8?
West. Yes, indeed, you better look out. Jefferson Parish and Plaquemines Parish. It's interesting, Martha, coincidental that I'm coming on today, because we actually had Tim on our State of Freedom podcast this morning, and I am equally impressed with him. What a fighter. What a fighter. The kind of guy who rolls his sleeves up and gets down in the dirt with his citizens, with his constituents. It's just a really, real, a real man of the people from what I can gather.
Now, you guys know all about this stuff, but tell our listeners, what kind of race is this? Is it U.S. Senate? No. Is it U.S. House Rep? No. Louisiana Senate, Louisiana Representatives, what's it for?
This is for, as Martha knows, this is for State Senate, Dave, Senate District 8, which encompasses Jefferson Parish and a good bit of Plaquemines Parish over there. He's running against Patrick Connick, who has been in the state legislature for, I think, about 16 years, if you include his time as a state representative. He just completed his first term as a state senator, and I'm not sure that he has ever had an opponent, believe it or not, in those 16 years. In fact, Tim indicated earlier he didn't think he'd ever had an opponent, but he absolutely needs one based upon the information that we have uncovered about him in the legislature and his inactions. And, you know, I could talk for a long time about those things. But I agree with y'all 100%, Martha. Tim is the man for the job, and I'm certainly hoping that he wins that race because we need him.
Well, I tell you what, I went to his announcement party, I guess a week ago, and I walked into about 1,000 people. The locals fired up. Yes.
What great news.
You had to park 4 blocks to get to this place. It was packed. And, you know, the energy in there was, you know, we're tired of what Connick's doing. And there wasn't any negativity. It was all positive. All he had to, you know, really talk about, I mean, the good things that we have to look forward to. I believe that the time is now. We're about to have a majority Republic Senate, I hope, and prayerfully a Republic, you know, House, and we'll see, and a Republican governor. And
absolutely.
Yeah, I think the tide is changing, and it's time. And we have to watch out for those establishments, because they are do-nothing Republicans. So we have to be very careful as to how we vote. We have to pay attention to the records. I brought Susie LaBrie with me and JC yesterday, so Tim was able to meet them. And he sat down and he showed Tim strategy. We gave him strategy. We showed him, you know, Connick's voting record. And now all we have to do is just go out there. He has to just talk to the people.
Absolutely. And he is, and you know, he's got so much energy, it seems like, is one of the things that I've noticed, so much energy. And he's in a tough fight, because he's fighting against a machine. An entrenched machine, but it's well worth the fight. And the great thing we have to remember is that, you know, when we're the citizens and when we're together and we're aligned, there isn't a machine that's more powerful than a vigilant, informed citizen and a vigilant, informed voter. And that's what we're counting on. But that's one of a number of races that I think are very, very important right now, coming up in October. A number of state legislative races as well.
And go ahead and name them. I think we have Valerie. Go ahead.
Well, we have Valerie Hodges, mm-hmm. who's running against the Rhino, Buddy Mincy, to fill Rogers Pope Senate seat out in Livingston Parish. And Rogers Pope, you may recall, did not even want to appear for a veto override session. And ultimately, because of a lot of pressure put on him, he did appear for the veto override session. Then he opposed critically important legislation ranging from transgender mutilation to foreigners purchasing agricultural land in Louisiana, foreign enemies. Well, it's appropriate that he would be the one to endorse Buddy Mincy, because Buddy Mincy and he are a lot alike. Two rhinos, and Valerie Hodges is a true fighter. And you know that,
Absolutely.
Mark. I don't know if you've ever met her, but she's a true fighter. She actually brought a bill that allows the Bible to be taught as an elective in high schools across the state, and God knows we need it. And so many other important bills that she brought. She's just a real fighter. She's got to win that race. I think she has great momentum there. Mm-hmm. We have a rhino over here in Baton Rouge, Barbara Freiberg, who I think has been in the state legislature as long as the building has been there. I think it's time for her to go. She has consistently fought us on the critical race theory issue. She has always voted against parental choice in schools, keeping poison out of our education system. She's got a great opponent, Jenny Seals, over here in Baton Rouge, who I think is going to take her out.
Excellent.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, that's three right there.
A lot of good stuff.
That's three. I think we have a couple of more. I mean, I'm really excited about this Senate.
Oh, let me tell you.
Ray Garofalo, he's running for Senate seat.
Ray Garofalo hopefully is going to take out Robert Absent Owens from over there. That's down in St. Bernard,
Slidell.
Slidell, yeah.
That's St. Bernard, too. Yes, that's right. They love him over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You recall, Martha, that Ray Garofalo was, I think that was the day that I had the opportunity to meet you, or at least one of the times that I met you, maybe the second time, when Ray brought his bill about the good, the bad, and the ugly. You know, remember the critical race theory in front of the committee?
Yeah. They accused him of being a racist, the furthest thing from the truth. They all went after him, especially our rhino, Stephanie Hilferty. So we're going to go on a quick break. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. This is Liberty or Lockdown.
Who more than self? Yeah, country loved. And mercy more than life. America. Yeah.
success.
Chicken, chicken, chicken! Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Hello, Patriots. My name is Connie, and I am a fellow Louisianian. I started an online store in 2019 exclusively selling products which are made in the USA. My site is AmericanCentralStore.com. That's AmericanCentralStore.com. The reason for this ad is that I need products. I am trying to find drop shipping merchants with Louisiana-made products that can ship directly to the customer. If you are a Louisiana merchant who makes quality products, and if you can drop ship your products directly to the customer, I would love to hear from you. The only products I cannot carry right now are clothing items, but will carry those in the future. Please visit my site at AmericanCentralStore.com. Click the Contact Us link for the phone number and email address. Thank you, Patriots. Be American. Buy American.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
Wednesdays at 5.
Here on WGSO.
This is the Flaming Conservative. Join me now on Friday nights at 7 p.m. for Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya on WGSO.
Does your business need help with print, signs, or marketing? Partner with Sir Speedy. We have more than 50 years of know-how and a proven track record that goes into every project. Our specialists will work with you on everything from print collateral and direct marketing campaigns to signage both indoor and outdoor. Call Sir Speedy and let us know how we can help at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. Sir Speedy, if you need it, we do.
Hey y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot. Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO, 990 a.m. in New Orleans. The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
All right, welcome back to Liberty Lockdown. Chris, are you with us?
Yeah, I was just about to start dancing in the kitchen to Twisted Sister with Katie and my 10-year-old, yes. Because he loves that song. We're going to have to put it on his playlist. But stop dancing, Jenin. We can do that later. I wanted to tell you, speaking of, Atrocious Joe Stagney has an opponent.
Yes.
Now, yeah. Mike Segura, who we had an opportunity to meet a couple of nights ago, and I don't know too much about Mike, but he seems like a fundamentally decent person.
Yeah, he was a long-time Kenner police officer. That's my district. And so I've met him. He's an okay guy, and I belong to the ABS party. Anybody but Stagney.
Well, there you have Dave, it. If you're on the Dave, fence.
Dave, I think you and I are both certified members of that party.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. I mean, he certainly doesn't strike me as the kind of person who would have voted against a bill prohibiting transgender mutilation of minors in Louisiana, which Stagney did. So
Stagney's already proven his record, so we need to get him out and give Mike Segura the opportunity to prove his record. And then, of course, he'll have all of us right there, on top of him about that.
So I got a letter. I got a letter in the mail today from Joe Stagney saying, "Dear friend," I said, "Wait, you addressed this to the wrong person." But Mike Segura is having a fundraiser tonight, by the way. It's on West Esplanade Avenue out in Kenner. You go out there past Williams Boulevard a little bit, And it's at the Kenner Event Center. Most people don't know where that is, but it's 1000 West Esplanade. It's right by the Goodwill and places like that. It's at, I think, 7 o'clock tonight.
And y'all are invited?
No, I'm sorry. It says 5 to 7 p.m. Oh, well. You may miss it then.
All right.
Well, he is, I wish him well with that. And I'm sure that he's going to get a good reception. Not only because I think he's reasonably well liked, Dave. I think you seem to think he's a decent person, but yeah, also because of the opposition to atrocious Joe Stagney, which is growing. I can tell you is growing. He is a stain on the legislature. I've said it repeatedly. I've seen it up close, and it's time for him to go.
Yes.
Also, Martha and Dave, I know you'll be happy to know. You probably already know this. That the Rhinos, Stephanie Hilferty, drew an opponent.
That's right. Yay. Charles Masala, right?
Yeah, District 94. And I've never met Mr. Masala.
Mm-hmm.
I've spoken to him once or twice. I don't know much about him. But again, when you're starting, it's all relative.
I met him. We had him at our Women's Republican a couple of weeks ago, and I liked him right off the bat.
Did you really?
Yes, I had him and Sag Segura there. Susie brought them both, and I'm team Marsala.
I'm so glad to hear that. Hilferty has been, I think a disgrace. You know, she's helped to kill.
She's a socialist, Marxist Democrat. Yeah.
Yeah, she might have. She's a Democrat with an R by her name.
Yeah,
is what it comes down to. I mean, you know that she was the one who called out,
called Ray a racist.
Suggested on national television that Ray Garofalo is a racist on CNN. You know,
that will forever follow her.
I know. Yeah, the silver lining of her appearance on CNN, defaming Ray Garofalo, is that CNN only has 7 viewers now. I'm sorry. I just looked at the post. They're down to 5. So all five of CNN's viewers got to hear Stephanie Hilferty disparage Ray Garofalo on national television.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Any other candidates? So we have two or three in the House, and we have 3 or 4 or 5 in the Senate.
Yeah, well, we got over in newly created District 37 over here, which is a big Senate district that covers Ame, Tangipahoa Parish, some of St. Tammany, right in that area. Bill Wheat, who is a decent person but very much of a rhino, he's an incumbent state rep, did not stand up for Louisiana citizens on this lockdown, Martha, and I know how you and I had more than one discussion about how much Louisiana citizens were suffering during that lockdown, and Bill Wheat did nothing to assist in unlocking the state as a state representative. Well, he has an opponent, Randy Bush, and they're running in the newly created Senate District 37. Randy Bush is a real conservative, and we support him 100%. We live in a day and age, Dave and Martha, when we need fighters and warriors, if we ever did. Nice people, you know, they say, but he's a nice person or she's a nice person. I said, well, I'm very happy that they're a nice person, and I'm, you know, they're not all, but in Wheat's case, I'm very happy he's a nice person, but he's not a fighter and he's not a warrior, and that's the only thing that's going to preserve our culture and our state.
How's he voting?
Bill Wheat?
Yeah.
Oh, Bill Wheat is Bill Wheat opposed legislation. Just to give you one example, that would have increased parental access to the lesson plan of public school students in Louisiana. You know, but people are concerned about what their children are being taught in school with the injection of these doctrines in school. Beryl Amade brought a bill that would have mandated that parents get to review every lesson plan if they want to. That is being taught to the children in the public schools. Well, Bill Wheat opposed that on the floor of the House and helped to kill that bill.
So what does niceness have to do with that?
Well, maybe Am I confusing niceness with weakness? With pleasant weakness?
No, I mean, you could be nice as can be. I want to see your policy. That's why they, you know, they hate Trump. But you look at what he did for America. They're afraid of his, you know, his tongue. He'll tell you like it is. He's a truth bomber. I mean, he speaks the truth. They don't like it. So here we have Wheat voting against the will of the people. But he's nice. I don't care. You're not nice. You're fake. You're phony. You're a fraud. You need to go.
You need to go. No question about it. He also voted for this carbon capture racket that allows private corporations to seize private corporations, Martha, to seize private property for carbon capture purposes, to install these pipelines and store under people's property, eminent domain, public policy seized. But that's scary.
Very.
That is a direct assault on private property rights in the state of Louisiana. He voted for that. We're going to be pushing for that to be repealed next.
Right, and then what we have? Bill Gates bought over 70,000 acres of land already in the state of Louisiana. We needed those votes to stop those foreign, foreigners from purchasing land here. And
oh yes, you're exactly right. By the way, if I have a second here, I do want to tell you, unless we're getting close to going to a break, but I have to tell you this, and this is just one example of many about Patrick Connick, and it's why it's such an important race over there.
Yeah.
Michael Eccles had a bill that he brought forward this past session that categorically prohibits any foreign enemy of the United States from acquiring agricultural property in Louisiana. Perhaps the most important land bill of the whole session. It was critically important. It passed both houses in the regular session, gets the veto override, gets out of the House in the veto override session, gets to the Senate. It needed 26 votes in the Senate to override the governor's veto. Well, the notorious Rhino Fred Mills out of Lafayette voted against it, and also Rogers Pope voted against it. And guess who was absent for the vote? Couldn't find his way into the Senate chamber to even vote on that massively important piece of legislation. Your friend Patrick Connick.
Yeah. That's right. Exactly. And we have this wonderful guy by the name of JC who's putting all of this on Excel spreadsheet, allowing us to see it in real time, how they're voting.
Unless, do you know of a website that gives you voting records yet, Chris?
We have our website. We're building Know Your Louisiana Politician right now, and we're getting them up there. One by one, we're getting them up there. JC is a great guy, by the way.
All right, we're going on a quick break. I'll be right back.
Yeah. After the break, give us that information.
The world is raining down on you. I brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please call your legislator today and raise some sand.
Hello, Patriots. My name is Connie, and I am a fellow Louisianian. I started an online store in 2019 exclusively selling products which are made in the USA. My site is AmericanCentralStore.com. That's AmericanCentralStore.com. The reason for this ad is that I need products. I am trying to find drop shipping merchants with Louisiana-made products that can ship directly to the customer. If you are a Louisiana merchant who makes quality products, and if you can drop ship
ship your products directly to the customer, I would love to hear from you. The only products I cannot carry right now are clothing items, but will carry those in the future. Please visit my site at AmericanCentralStore.com. Click the Contact Us link for the phone number and email address. Thank you, Patriots. Be American. Buy American.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. Despite recent rains, Governor John Bel Edwards says the state is still under red flag conditions with the drought. Edwards says he fears that excessive wildfires in Louisiana could become the new norm, as he does during hurricane season. Edwards encourages residents to be prepared.
You can go to bed thinking the fire is 8 miles away from you and going in the opposite direction. And at some point during the night, somebody's going to be getting you out of bed and telling you you've got to leave. And that's why people need to be ready and need to be paying attention. Have a backpack and so forth.
Edwards, along with the state fire marshal, urged residents to abide by the burn ban and to forego grilling outdoors during the extreme conditions as a precaution. Edwards says with tailgating season about to begin, higher education institutions have been asked to prohibit on-campus grilling. So far, an estimated 60,000 acres and two people have been wildfire casualties, fueled in part by the triple-digit temperatures and one of the worst droughts on record. Louisiana Radio Network.
Medicaid members, keep your address and phone number up to date to make sure you receive important information about your health insurance and you don't risk losing your coverage. If you get a letter from Louisiana Medicaid, follow the directions and respond to it as soon as possible. For questions or to update your info, call the number on your insurance card or visit healthy.la.gov. That's healthy.la.gov. Remember, keep your contact information up to date and respond to Medicaid letters so you don't lose your health care coverage.
The next time you hit the open road in Louisiana, take a closer look at who's out there with you. We're on the road in our vehicles, on our bikes, and on foot. And we need to respect each other. We all have the right to be on the road. In fact, it's Louisiana law. When you are in a vehicle, you must stop and yield to pedestrians and crosswalks. Follow the law and respect your fellow travelers. Paid for by Louisiana Highway Safety Commission.
Chicken. Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
Taste of Tokyo, 10160 Jefferson Highway, River Ridge, Louisiana. Among other Japanese cuisine places to visit, this restaurant can be one of the best. Good salmon, broth, and sushi will impress you at the first bite. Taste tasty cheesecake and good ice cream to form your opinion about Taste of Tokyo. Visit this place and order delicious wine. If you enjoy great tea, you'll love Taste of Tokyo. The cozy atmosphere makes guests feel relaxed and everyone seems to be having a good time. According to Google review, pricing is excellent and the staff is considered attentive and patient. I suggest trying the beef tataki, pepper tuna sashimi, Playboy roll in soy paper, and the sunshine roll. It tastes and feels like you're in Hawaii. Enjoy Taste of Tokyo on Jefferson Highway.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Good times never seem so good, Christopher.
Well, good times only go from good to great when I'm on this show.
So you were telling us where we could look up things, a website or something about voting records?
Well, Dave, we're building it. It's not really populated yet. We just began it, but we are It's knowyourlapolitician.com, and we're in the process right now of putting that up. And we have all the information. We've worked with JC, who is just outstanding, JC Harmon, and Susie Labrie for that matter. But JC is outstanding in putting all this together. And so we're going to go and get it on all of it on our website, where you can click on whichever official you want, go to their template, politician page, find out everything you want to know about their voting record in very clear terms, everything they've done that matters to Louisiana citizens in one spot.
Okay. So do you have a tentative launch date for that site?
We are hoping to have it up and ready to go within the next 30 days.
Okay.
And of course we'll continue to populate it. You know, we're not going to wait until we have everything on there. We're going to populate it, you know, bits at a time, but we will have some up and then more up and then more up as we complete them. But we're very, very excited about doing that. And I do have to tell you all this since Stephanie Hilferty, Martha is one of your favorite Louisiana public officials. I have to tell you this. I want to remind your listeners, and this is really important. That she opposed in this session, and this is just one of many things, House Bill 466 by Dodie Horton, and that bill would have prohibited the broaching in public schools in Louisiana of these radical sexual concepts like transgenderism or sexual orientation on the part of your teacher or administrator, just things that are appropriate for parents and counselors to discuss with students, and the bill would have prohibited that. And Stephanie Hilferty, in typical and predictable fashion, opposed that bill. She also voted against House Bill 81 in the veto override session, Raymond Cruz's legislation that would have prohibited referring to students in public schools by any gender or pronoun other than what's on their biological birth certificate. She opposed that in the veto override session. It's sad that we even need legislation like that, but unfortunately we do, and she opposed it. And there's just a long litany. And once we're up and running completely on this website we're talking about, you'll be able to see it all right there.
Okay, so Know Your Politician singular or Know Your Politicians plural?
It is Know Your LA Politician singular.
Okay.
.com.
All right. Thank you.
Know Your LA Politician .com. And we are we're working very, very hard on that now.
Okay, cool.
Which is just another tool. So what I really like that I'm seeing is that there's so many just regular citizens just stepping out and doing what they can to make things more transparent, to get in the good fight, and to fight this fight for our children and our grandchildren. And I think we're going to win. I strongly sense we're going to win. We're going to beat whatever this is. It's coming up from the top. I mean, we're going to beat it. And Trump's going to beat these indictments, too, because that man just keeps looking younger and younger every day.
Yeah. He can get a T-shirt with his mugshot.
Hmm.
There you go. You know, it's interesting how, speaking of Trump, that all the people who were around him, even the lawyers who were simply fighting like zealous advocates for clients, putting forth arguments about election fraud in the 2020 election, it's like they're getting indicted, they're losing their law licenses. It's like this is a
outright war. This is an outright
war
on the people, government against the people.
Government against the people. That's well said, Martha. We are in the fight of our lives. And to be honest with you, and I know you feel the same way, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else doing anything else, because in the final analysis, all that matters is that we honor our principles, fight like warriors, and enter the kingdom with our souls intact. And as long as we can say that and do that, boy, let me tell you what, we're going to fight joyfully, because we know how it all ends, don't we?
That's exactly right. And, you know, not to get preachy, but the Bible says greater is he that is in me than he that is of the world. So they're not fighting against us, our flesh and blood. They're fighting against Christ that dwells inside of us. So they have a battle on their hands that they have no idea. It's not even us fighting. They're fighting the Lord, and God wins. He already won. So this is over. We just need to show up and keep on showing up and keep on showing up.
Every day, keep on showing up, keep on showing up. I couldn't have said it Couldn't have said it any better.
So I was sent two resolutions or acts that went through concerning COVID bills that passed in 2020. And I would like for you to talk about those two bills.
Yeah. I had a chance to look at those earlier. One of the law, they were both passed during the COVID pandemic. One of them is limited to a public health emergency, and it references the COVID-19 public health emergency. And so the statute refers to the COVID-19 public health emergency, the one that Edwards announced in 2020.
Okay.
And so you can make a strong argument that this doesn't even apply anymore because that COVID-19 public health emergency doesn't exist.
That was that 89-2020 proclamation, 89-2020 that he made. Right.
Yeah. So the emergency health, mm-hmm. but the law, there was a statute that said basically that. So he declares the public health emergency, and the law basically says public and private schools can't be sued for COVID related injuries as long as they prescribe by the LDH or CDC protocols. So as long as you're doing what the government that we've come not to trust tells you to do, then you can't be held liable. For anybody who gets COVID, but it's arguable that doesn't even apply anymore because that was only within the context of that publicly declared health emergency. So either way, it's a terrible law anyway. But I don't think it. I think it probably expired by its own terms. Okay, so there's another one that's a little bit more broad that says employers, whether you're a government, private, or public employer, you can't be held liable if someone gets COVID. In the context of your business operations, as long as you're following the protocols, the Louisiana Department of Health protocols, again, which we've come to know we can't really trust. So this one is more concerning a bit if the governor does declare a public health emergency, how people respond. They may say, oh, my God, we've got to mandate all this stuff or we're going to get sued. So what needs to happen here, Martha, I can tell you now, and this is our call to action. People need to be prepared immediately. Now, in fact, to contact your local sheriff. They have the constitutional authority to protect us. They're not beholden to anybody except the Constitution. The most powerful political figure in every parish is the sheriff, and they are charged with protecting our constitutional rights. So everybody needs to contact their local sheriff and say, we will not comply with any COVID lockdowns, with any mandatory health protocols or anything of the like, and we expect you to protect our constitutional liberty and freedoms. Also, we need to contact, everybody needs to contact their state rep and their state senator and tell them we are not complying with anything that comes down the pike. We're not locking down.
That's
right.
We're
not being coerced into getting vaccines anymore. Mm-hmm. We're not putting masks on anymore. And you better be prepared. You better be prepared if he declares a public health emergency to get the 54 petitions that are necessary in the legislature to immediately revoke it. And that's what needs to occur.
Yeah,
because we can't take another round of 2020.
The masks and the vaccines worked so well last time, right?
They really did, Dave. They were working so well right up until the time that the Louisiana Department of Health and the governor suddenly and with no warning admitted that the COVID vaccine prevents neither the contraction nor the transmission of COVID.
Yeah.
And then I think I heard Biden say, well, there's a fifth booster, and this time it's going to work.
Right, yeah. Biden is pushing that right now.
Yeah, Biden's on his 19th booster, and you see what kind of shape he's in.
Yeah. Doing him great. Really good.
Not good. So, with that being said, I'm not a fan of Scott Walker. He's running for city council in Jefferson Parish. And the reason I'm not a fan of him is because during 2020 Jefferson Parish City Council meeting, Scott Walker voted for lockdowns and he voted for mask mandates. Scott Walker's for lockdowns. Scott Walker's for mask mandates. He's for COVID. He's for the COVID, all of that, what comes with it. And I saw Scott Walker cut the flag for Aldi, which Aldi's a globalist store. They're German brothers. I'm not for globalism. I love my nation And I'm for our community. So I'm not for him, just in case FYI people want to know. He voted for it. Yeah. He'll do it again. And, so let's keep an eye on him. Keep your thought.
I don't know Scott Walker.
Keep your thought.
I don't know Scott Walker.
Got to take a break. Take a break.
We'll be right back.
They're taking freedoms away. So send the message, I've had enough. We the people say.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean, racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please call your legislator today and raise some sand.
Hey, it's Christian. When it comes to buying appliances, buy where the builders buy, and that's at DTS Appliance Direct. Shop local. Don't go to the big box store when you need a new appliance. Call my friends at DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. DTS Appliance Direct has brands from GE, Cafe, Monogram, Blaze Grills, Z-Line, and many more. DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. 504-766-0738.
Hello, Patriots. My name is Connie, and I am a fellow Louisianian. I started an online store in 2019 exclusively selling products which are made in the USA. My site is AmericanCentralStore.com. That's AmericanCentralStore.com. The reason for this ad is that I need products. I am trying to find drop shipping merchants with Louisiana-made products that can ship directly to the customer. If you are a Louisiana merchant who makes quality products, and if you can drop ship your products directly to the customer, I would love to hear from you. The only products I cannot carry right now are clothing items, but will carry those in the future. Please visit my site at AmericanCentralStore.com. Click the Contact Us link for the phone number and email address. Thank you, Patriots. Be American. Buy American.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2, weekdays, right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Everything old is new again is changing time from 1 o'clock on Saturdays to 9 a.m. WGSO 990 a.m. David Cohen, what do you think?
Well, we've got to wake up earlier, but I'm just as excited for 9 o'clock.
How about that? Everything old is new again. Going to wake up New Orleans every Saturday morning on WGSO 990 at 9 a.m. Stop brewing the coffee. Let's get going here. We got to start early here. Oh, boy. All right.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 a.m. for our eighth season of Breakfast with the Bayou Bengals, live from the Silver Slipper Casino in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi.
I pledge allegiance to this flag. And if that bothers you, well, that's too bad.
I pledge allegiance to that flag. If that bothers you, then that's too bad.
I love it. I love it. Martha and Dave, since most of your listeners are from over there, your area, Jefferson Parish, that area, I need to make sure that I make a point clear about Stephanie Hilferty, Patrick Connick, and Joe Stagney, all three of them.
Yeah.
They have one of the many things that they have in common is the fact that not one of them, during the shutdown that we're talking about, even though they had every opportunity to do so, said one word or took one action to stand up against the draconian actions of our governor in locking the state down. You recall that Representative Seaball was circulating a petition in the state legislature, and there were a number of conservatives who were on board with him to revoke that emergency shutdown. And Connick and Hilferty and Stagney were quiet as church mice and did absolutely nothing to relieve the suffering of the citizens of Louisiana. And I want the voters in those districts to know that.
Yeah, I got in touch with Joe Stagney, and he pretty much shot me down.
Yeah.
And they have no excuse for it. And it is reprehensible that our leaders, Republican leaders like that, would not raise a finger to help relieve that suffering well after we realized that this pandemic was not the threat that it had been made out to be. Mm-hmm.
So Charles Marsala is a good, solid candidate, and he's doing us a huge favor qualifying for against her and running against her, because we needed someone to step in, and we'll be able to work with him, and he will actually represent the voters and not himself.
I'm glad to hear you say that, because I've only talked to Charles on the phone, but everyone that you've ever suggested is a good person. You know, they always are. So, I mean, I trust you completely on it. I'm certainly hoping that he wins. I know he's going to be working. I'm just very, very happy that that so many good challengers have
yes.
come out against these rhinos, aren't you? It gives me such hope.
Yeah, it's a great thing. So let's take a caller and a question. Let's see what they have to say. You there, Bert?
Yeah. Yes, hello.
How are you doing? This is Liberty Locked In. You have a comment or a question?
Yeah, so I was listening to the show, which is a great show and a great topic, because a lot of people are talking about it. And of course, we have all of the Secretary of State race going on
yes.
with Brandon Crosswell, who sued the Biden administration on what seems to me this very topic.
Yes.
And he won. And so it seems like these two laws to me are basically void on that basis. And I just wanted to get
good point.
Y'all's opinion on that. And I'm going to just hang up on it. I'm running out of battery anyway.
Thank you so much. Thank you for calling.
Thank you all.
All right.
Bye.
Christopher?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the U.S. Supreme Court ultimately ruled that the government cannot force employers to mandate. By the way, Bert Calais is a wonderful guy. I know him personally. Very few people have done more for freedom in Louisiana than he has. But I wanted to say, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled as a result of Brandon's lawsuit that the government, the federal government, cannot force employers to mandate the vaccine. But the state statutes we're talking about is whether or not employers can employers be sued privately if someone is injured because of any deficient protocol in their business and someone gets COVID or whatever? Do they have to follow the overall recommendations of the CDC? So it's not precisely the same issue, but it is very similar. And I will take this opportunity to just applaud Brandon Trosclair. I mean,
yes.
what a courageous act to take on the federal government and to win. You know, it's estimated that he saved about 80 million American jobs because that vaccine mandate was lifted and they didn't have to get it.
That's incredible.
Got his sign out on my front lawn.
Brandon, I do too.
For Secretary of State.
That's right. He's going to, you know, help us with the election integrity and make those elections transparent.
Absolutely. What are we going to these voter rolls? You know, I heard it estimated that there's 600,000 ineligible names on voter rolls in Louisiana. What could possibly go wrong with that as far as voter fraud?
You said 600,000 ineligible names?
Dr. Randy Russ has estimated, now the Secretary of State's office has admitted there's close to 200,000, but the reality is that there's far more than that. Dale Clary estimates that it's upwards of 600,000. He's the lawyer who's representing the plaintiffs in a lawsuit over here to clean up the rolls. Bottom line is there are hundreds of thousands of people on voter rolls in Louisiana who should not be there.
That's incredible.
I just think it's so unfair to try to eliminate those poor dead people from the rolls. Come on. They have rights too, don't they?
Well, you know what, Dave? That's the big vulnerability. Nobody wants to do anything about it because the first thing they get screamed is, oh, you're disenfranchising voters. you know, but it's such a false suggestion. It's not true.
Yeah.
We're just trying to make sure that our voting system is honest.
You know, I think that Jeff Landry's finding himself in a situation he may have to pass the baton, because I think the law states that he legally has to represent the Secretary of State, which would be Kyle Ardoin, in that lawsuit that's, you know, before them right now. So from what I've heard, he's the name that has to represent the Secretary of State concerning this. And that's a very hard place for him to be. If it's true, he needs to pass the baton and not have anything to do with it since he's running for governor.
He does. Mm-hmm. He absolutely does. I'll tell you now that he needs to, and everybody else running for office, needs to start talking about the vulnerability of these machines. When the best experts in the world say these machines can be hacked and we have gaping vulnerabilities in our machine-based voting system, and they are quiet, walking around, acting like it's not an issue, ignoring the elephant in the room, and Brandon Trostclair is the only one ringing the bell on that like Paul Revere, that's a problem.
Yeah, that's exactly correct. He certainly is. I know when Rasponi ran, when they threw him in the race against Abraham and split the vote, I recall driving around New Orleans and there wasn't one Rasponi sign, not one. So you didn't even know in New Orleans that, you know, there was that candidate. I thought that was strange. Abraham was running, Rasponi split the vote, and then John Bel Edwards won. So, and then we have all these discrepancies in New Orleans with the voter registration. And there's a lot of stuff going on. I think everything just needs to be cleaned up.
Well, I wish it absolutely does. If our voting system is not secure, our vote's not secure, we don't have a republic anymore. When I come back on again one day, I want to ask you and discuss with y'all about this this recall effort for the mayor over there. I was very disappointed in the way that came out, because I know there was a lot of momentum for it, and I don't know exactly what happened. But I know they did end up having to clean some names off the rolls, didn't they?
I know Juliet was working hard on that with the gentleman who was a Democrat. I'm lost for his name, right? Nooney Man, I think they called him.
So Belden Baptiste,
good man right there. He works hard for New Orleans. He needs to be the mayor.
He does. Oh my gosh, Belden for mayor.
Yes, for New Orleans. That's right. We're going on a quick break. This is Liberty or Lockdown.
No, we're not. We're going off the air. It's the end of the show.
Oh my goodness, I did not realize that. All right. Well, Christopher, thank you so much. The Lord bless you. We'll be back next Thursday, 5 p.m.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank y'all.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining.